There was this one time I cut my hair. Man, that was crazy. Just straight up started hacking it off like a maniac. Just because it was hot and my hair was on my neck, she said first, just before taking a bite of her burger. Then, in the midst of chewing, she continued. And another time, I cut a pair of jeans into shorts while I still had them on. That was not smart. Still got the scars on my legs. And then she erupted into laughter, just like she did in class. But this time, she was the butt of her own joke. And even though me, Dre, and Red didn't really find it that funny, we couldn't help but laugh too because, well, that's what her laugh makes you do. Before I knew it, school was over and I went on my usual walk home. I mean, Coach wasn't coming until later, so I figured there was no rush, so I went to Mr. Charles's store.
Let me guess, sunflower seeds, Mr. Charles said.
He turned the little TV down as usual.
Let me guess, a dollar, I said, slapping my money on the counter. I grabbed the bag. You okay, son?
Mr. Charles asked.
Yeah. Why? Oh, you know, all that stuff that happened yesterday with you being teased and then you came here and got...
He stopped short. I was starting to feel a little annoyed that he even brought it up, because I was definitely trying to forget about it all. Especially that last part, the stockroom part. Talk about weird. Not that I hadn't thought about it. I mean, how could I not? But every time my father's face or the sound of his angry voice or the sound of the gun cocking popped into my mind, I would just shake it out of my head by thinking about my bullets, the silver bullets. But you just can't be mad at an old James Brown-faced man like Mr. Charles. You just can't. Yeah, man, I assured him. I'm cool. I'm actually in a good mood.
Oh, yeah? He asked.
I used my teeth to rip open the corner of the bag. Yep. Got a dinner thing I'm going to tonight for my track team, I said all proud.
Track team?
Mr. Charles asked, now turning the TV down even more.
You're on a track team, Castle?
Yes, sir, I started to say, but it's hard to try to talk and get a seed out of the shell at the same time. So I waited until I got it done, then continued. Remember I told you yesterday?
You did?
Mr. Charles looked puzzled.
The old brain's getting wonky these days. Sorry, son.
It's cool. I tapped the bag in my palm to get a few more seeds out. So yeah, I'm on a team called the Defenders, one of the best teams in the city.
I didn't know you were an athlete,
Mr. Charles seemed impressed. Well, I am. A pretty good one, too, I bragged, tossing the seeds in my mouth, then casually slapping my hand against my thigh to brush the salt off. A shock of soreness shot down to my knee, a painful reminder that I was definitely an athlete.
Urgh!
Mr. Charles twisted the top off of cranberry juice and took a sip.
I believe you. I told you, kid, you're one of the world's greatest.
Got that right, I said, now spitting shells in my hand. One of the world's greatest.